in this morning's Breakfast Buzz. You know, everyone's been talking about that investigative reporter in San Diego this week. This was incredible to see, attacked by the people he was trying to interview for a story. Wow. The good news is he's going to be okay, but it got us thinking about all of the other reporters who have unwittingly become part of the story that they're covering. We warn you, our piece this morning has some pictures that might be hard to watch.
That's not appropriate.
I don't give a... Hey.
Investigative reporter John Matz is still recovering from that brutal attack. He sustained cracked ribs, bite wounds, and cuts to his face.
Get the camera!
But he is certainly not the first reporter to have been roughed up.
Get your hands off me.
While trying to shake down someone up to no good.
I'll rip your lungs out!
I've been hit in the face a number of times. I've had guns pulled on me, and I've had threats relayed to me that were very specific and very real by dangerous gangsters.
While trying to uncover a bogus charity event in Dallas in 2003, ABC News chief investigative correspondent Brian Ross got more than he bargained for.
They took me, slammed me, knocked me against the wall, my nose was bloody, and all I was thinking was, did we get that shot? That's all I could think of before I sort of dawned on me what had happened.
And Brian may have gotten off easy. There are some reporters who've been punched, even kicked in the face, threatened with weapons.
We are on a public sidewalk, sir. You better put that gun away.
And chased by bulldozers. This local reporter in Louisville, Kentucky, was held up against a wall by the neck, then put in a headlock. And then there are the celebrity run-ins.
Get the f*** away from you.
There was the musician Bjork, arriving at an airport for a tour in Thailand. Went after a reporter who simply said, welcome. And it's not just in the field where these types of attacks can occur. They can happen in the relative safety of the studio. And one of the most memorable reporter run-ins involves ABC's John Stossel and a professional wrestler.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What's that? Is that fake? Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh? You think it's fake?
I was doing consumer reporting, and I was constantly going up to people and saying, why are you a crook? And I always worried that I would get beaten up or shot or stabbed because I was challenging people's livelihood. But it never happened until this one lunatic beats me up for my saying something that most everyone knows is true anyway.
These altercations, including this week's case in San Diego, might have some viewers asking, why put yourself at risk?
I don't think we should be cowards about it. I don't think there's a story worth losing your life for. But I don't think the thought of that should keep you from doing stories. He didn't do anything wrong. He just did his job.
Makes you think how difficult it is to uncover fraud when you're out there as one of these investigative reporters.